This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 2nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, Russia and Ukraine. A couple of different aspects to this story. One of the consequences of the ongoing war in Ukraine, we've been told, is the sharp increase in energy costs. However, this is made inevitable by the green energy policies of Western Europe, which is learning now that it's not wise to trust energy policies to the rantings of a self-absorbed, petulant Swedish teenager, Greta Thunberg, in case you wonder who I'm talking about. Shutting down coal and nuclear plants across Western Europe meant a greater reliance on Russian natural gas due to the inconstant nature and high cost of wind and solar generators. But for some reason, Western Europe apparently thought that Russia would continue to send natural gas westward, even as they shipped tens of billions of dollars of military hardware to Ukraine to be used specifically to kill Russians. Germany's energy cost for next year has broken through the $1 per kilowatt hour mark for the first time. For comparison's sake, as we told you earlier this week, here in the U.S., our energy costs, which are high enough that 20 million American households are now behind in utility payments, running at less than 15 cents per kilowatt hour. In other words, 7 times lower than they are in Germany at the moment. Meanwhile, the utility company that supplies electricity and gas to Vienna, the capital of Austria, needed an emergency $2 billion credit line to keep from shutting its doors this week. That money came through on Wednesday. Wien Energy trades on the power futures market in the EU and uses those trades, energy purchased that way, to supply energy to the Austrian capital. But the sharp increase in prices, driven by green energy policies and the war in Ukraine, has pushed Austria's largest power supplier to the brink of bankruptcy. But if you think this is the end of things, if things can only get better from here, just wait. Winter in Europe, think alpine scenes of skiers heading down slopes, can be very scenic, but also very, very cold, especially when, as they are in the EU right now, when you're paying 30 times more for natural gas than you were just 2 years ago. Two more quick notes on the situation in Europe vis-a-vis Russia and Ukraine. The EU is fracturing. Poland is now demanding $1.3 trillion in World War II reparations from Germany. This 83 years after the war began. Remember, Poland is Ukraine's northern neighbor, and they've had to absorb something like 2 million Ukrainian refugees during this conflict, primarily driven by Germany's willingness to go along with the United States and trying to freeze Russia out of the global economy. A second footnote here, another Russian oligarch has died under mysterious circumstances. 67-year-old Ravil Maganov is the chairman of Lukoil, Russia's largest private company. He officially died while at a hospital in Moscow, the official press release saying he passed away following a severe illness. That's a nice way of saying he fell out of a sixth-floor hospital window. That's pretty severe. Topic number 4, California doubles down. Speaking of green energy, this week California banned the sale of new gasoline and diesel-only vehicles by 2035, an historic step in the state's attempts to, it says, tackle climate change. Of course, as we mentioned, getting to 100% renewables, if possible, requires more metals for electric batteries than are currently available in the world's mines. But reality has a way of interfering with the best laid plans of mice and Democrats. Just days after that announcement, current owners of electric vehicles were asked not to charge them until after next Tuesday because the power grid is under strain due to hot weather. There is no clear plan from California as to how the power grid, which is already fragile, will handle the addition of millions more electric vehicles within the next 12 years. Blissfully undeterred, however, California lawmakers continued and passed a flurry of new climate bills late Wednesday, a record $54 billion to attack climate spending. They are, in fact, attacking the climate because this measure includes sharp new restrictions on oil and gas drilling in the state and a mandate that the state of California stop adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere by 2045. Stop adding I am adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere just by speaking at this moment. Yes, the California government has essentially voted to strangle the state's plant life, the agriculture sector there in California, a major component to the state's GDP and to the nation's supply of fruit and vegetables. You might remember from grade school science class that plants breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen in exchange. Essentially, what the California government calls a greenhouse gas, the rest of us in reality refer to as plant food. Topic number three, you'll own nothing and you will like it. The new Federal Reserve Bank's payment settlement system, we learned this week, should launch next year between May and July, called FedNow. It is not a central bank digital currency, not based on blockchain. It is a payment settlement program that is intended to compete with current privately owned settlement systems that cost retailers about 23 cents every time somebody swipes a credit or debit card. But it would provide the Fed, and this is the key, with a record of all transactions that run through its system. By extension, it would provide the government with a record of all financial transactions run through its system. And that is the point. It's a technocrat's dream. Data that they can then use to allocate resources because they alone are qualified to tell us how we should live our lives for maximum efficiency. This would allow them to control eventually, once enough people use the system, what you can buy and sell with just a few keystrokes. The World Economic Forum, this is all part of the Great Reset Initiative, they published a piece this week actually stating that we need to shift to a post-growth economy. Post-growth, meaning we should no longer try to increase our standards of living, but we should lower our standards of living because that is sustainable. Wealthy nations, according to the WEF, should focus on providing renewable energy, healthcare, and public transportation, as well as guaranteed living wages. 5 years ago, this all sounded like a crazy internet conspiracy theory. Great Reset! Come on! Nobody would try to... Except it's right there on their website. And the evidence, their policies, are pushing us in that direction. You cannot consider this conspiracy theory anymore when it's happening in plain sight. Topic number two, boosters. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, as we told you earlier this week, has in fact authorized updated vaccines for COVID-19. These ostensibly target the subvariants BA4 and BA5 of Omicron, the Omicron variant of SARS-2. Sounds like that old Three Stooges song, B-A Bay, B-E. I digress. Pfizer's booster, a 30 microgram dose that contains 15 micrograms of mRNA against the original strain, which isn't circulating anymore, and 15 micrograms against BA4 and BA5. The Moderna bivalent booster is 50 micrograms. Neither version has been tested on humans, but hey, what could go wrong? By the way, Moderna is suing Pfizer for infringing on its patent, the mRNA technology. Pfizer says it will aggressively defend itself. Bear in mind, the global vaccine market, this is the market for all vaccines on planet Earth, was less than $6 billion in 2003. In 2022, Pfizer and Moderna alone expect to take in more than $50 billion just for the COVID vaccine alone. Coming up, imagine waking up and finding Boris Johnson standing at the foot of your bed. This apparently really happened. And that's next on the Friday Five.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week, Bojo Bust. A man had the surprise of his life waking up from a sound sleep to find Boris Johnson, the United Kingdom's Prime Minister, standing at the foot of his bed, leaning over and saying, "How do you do?" Footage of the raid. Now, here's the thing. The footage of this raid was caught on Snapchat, showed Prime Minister Johnson in a bulletproof vest, escorted into the property by police officers. The resident, Z Remain, who's described in the article as a rapper, said he was shocked to find Britain's PM standing there at his residence at 5:30 in the morning. And yet, he was alert enough to capture this on Snapchat. That sounds pretty made up. Anyway, Remain said he thought he was dreaming when he saw Johnson enter his home in South London. Police reportedly informed the rapper that they were looking for something in the house that they didn't find. Remain said, "I think Boris was just there because he's leaving, and I think he just was having a bit of fun before he goes," end quote. I mean, here in the U.S., just imagine waking up and finding Donald Trump or Joe Biden in a bulletproof vest at the foot of your bed. "Hi, how you doing?" Again, caught on Snapchat? Sounds like a publicity stunt. Skywatch TV has a new division called Skywatch Films, where we put together, cutting-edge topics and present information that is changing the world in which we live. The UFO phenomenon, it is not fringe anymore. It is the subject of mainstream news and long-form documentaries on corporate media channels like Fox, CNN, MSNBC. But it is, in fact, a sci-fi religion for the 21st century. You can find out about that and much more. That's just one of the documentaries available for instant access in full HD at skywatchfilms.com. Get access to these for as little as $3. More information and the films themselves available to stream now at skywatchfilms.com. We're planning on heading back to the Holy Land. We will be there next spring, March 19th through 30th of 2023, Sharon and I, alongside our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad, author of the new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. We'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. There are some absolutely fascinating sights on this tour, besides all the places you'll want to see: Jerusalem, Nazareth, Capernaum, where Jesus based his ministry when he was in the Galilee. We will also go to Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights, and talk about its role in the ancient cult of the dead and why Jesus chose Capernaum, called his first disciples from Bethsaida, north of the Sea of Galilee. This was all part of a plan in the long supernatural war in which we are deployed. Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week in Skywatch TV, Zev Porat continues his discussion of the book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. There is a, he is well situated to share his insight, raised and trained to be an ultra-Orthodox rabbi before he found Yeshua HaMashiach and pledged his life to the Messiah. He now witnesses on the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, but as we go through the Holy Land with him, we'll benefit from his insight. But you can benefit right now by watching the program based on his new book. You can find our over-the-air broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. Watch the program now. Get a sneak preview of next week's broadcast featuring Pastor Carl Gallops at the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app right to your smartphone or tablet. This is an app that gets you all of our video content, these daily news updates, the weekly women's program, Simply His, and news updates three times a week, plus a calendar of our upcoming events. You can also donate to Skywatch TV through the mobile app if you are so led. It's available for Android, iOS, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's absolutely free, and we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.